Blog Talk Radio.
Rejoice and be glad in it. I tell you, we're just so grateful to be here once again. We've been having problems trying to get on, but nevertheless, we're up here today, this morning. I don't even know what time it is. I think it's probably going on about one in the morning or two in the morning. But nevertheless, we thank God. This is a day that the Lord has made, and in it we shall what? Rejoice and be glad. And I tell you, from 1 minute to the next, I'm telling you, His will is rolling, but it's by door. And we said, Lord, we thank you. And thank you for keeping us. So we just thank Him, because we can't thank Him enough. When you look over your life and you look back over your life and you see what God has done and where He brought you from and how He kept you, you know, so many dangers, toils and snares. I know you've been through some toils and snares, and traps that the enemy has set for your life. But if it had not been for the Lord that was on our side. Oh, yes, I know for me, if it had not been for the Lord that was on my side, tell me, where would I be? Only God knows. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Praise you this morning for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us and lead us and guide us in this last hour. Help us to watch and pray and stay alert. Help us to make a difference where it counts, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus, we'll be a light in the midst of darkness in this wicked and evil world. Without you, oh God, we pray in the name of Jesus that you'll stir hearts and minds and draw them to you, to the foot of the cross, saying, what must I do to be saved before time is too late? Oh God, we praise you. Think through my mind. Speak through my lips are clear on today. And he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church in this last hour. God, we just thank you for your word. We pray for those that are battling different things in their mind on today, suicidal thoughts. God, we pray right now and plead the blood of Jesus over that young man, that young lady. What the devil is telling them, there is no hope. Give up. Just take your life. We say stop right now in the name of Jesus. He wants to save you. He wants to deliver you. He wants to heal you. He wants to keep you in perfect peace. Man will stay on him in this last hour. We plead the blood of Jesus over that family right now that may be in bereavement, oh God, that have lost loved ones on today. We pray, oh God, that you minister to that family. Save that friend and lover before time is too late. We thank you, oh God, on today. For the blood of Jesus, what can wash away our sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make us whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. And we just thank you right now in Jesus' name. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is still present, and Jesus Christ, dear Lord. Oh, yes, he is. Oh, yes, he is. As I said, it's another day that the Lord has kept us. Oh, yes, and I'm glad about it. I tell you, so much going on. You know, those families that lost their homes down there in Hawaii, oh, we're praying for those families. Oh, my God, they said they don't even know how the fire even started. And they said even that people were jumping in the ocean, you know, to try to be safe. They saved their lives. Oh, cars was blowing up, you know, and oh, my God, so much heat. People couldn't even hardly breathe. Oh, my God. I was also told that you know, sometimes the government wants your land, and the people don't want to give up the land. I don't know. There's so many stories, you know. But anyway, we just thank God for the ones that, you know, survived, and we pray for those ones that lost loved ones. We pray for their families. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood. Jesus, over these families. Oh, my God, lost everything, but they didn't lose their lives. You can get more stuff, but you can't get your life back again. But we thank God for those that were spared. And I said, we're praying for those that had lost loved ones. Oh, God, we just pray for them more tonight, on this morning. We just thank God through it all. Through it all, we praise him. Through it all, in the midst of sorrow, and, you know, say rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Oh, yes. But anyway, we just thank God this morning. Also, I was looking at it, said, Lord, it's just so much going on. It's just so much going on. It's just so much to pray for. I'm in this world, I'm telling you, you see so much taking place in this last hour. Yes, the Lord, help us to stand. So many falling by the wayside. Lord, help us to stand. Having the Lord's name standing in this last hour. I'm telling you, you see men walking around with dresses and, you know, pink, what they said, Bobby or something. They got a Bobby movie out. Men grown men going to the movies with a dress on. Oh, my God, this nation. Oh, my God, sin-sick nation. Oh, my God. The Bible said, well, every wicked, evil imagination. I mean, some of the stuff you see, you would have never thought of. But looking at a little young boy, 13 years old, dressed like a little girl, and he was up there dancing in front of all these adults. I'm telling you, oh, it's a praying time. It's a praying time. And then I saw another article where the teacher was teaching the class, you know, wanted to teach about gay lifestyle. They was all up there on the screen kissing, and oh, my God. And the kids was like, well, what does this got to do with, you know, with our school lesson? Nothing. The devil is at work. You know, he's running out of time. And every foul spirit, every demonic spirit, everything he can do, he's going at it to present it to you in this last hour. So, well, Pastor, his wife and his mother stole $1.4 million of merchandise. Mm-hmm. He's a former pastor arrested. Operating shoplifting gang. A shoplifting gang. I ain't never heard of a shoplifting gang. His name is Rubber Robert Dillon. D-I-L. And he had founded a drug treatment center. And, you know, what you call it, a halfway house or something like that. And, you know, he's supposed to be helping the people. You know, but he coerced them into the people into stealing from Home Depot. And I guess they've been watching him and his family and the people that he's been sending here for some years now. But to get $1.4 million worth of merchandise, Yeah. Oh, my God. So they were selling that stuff on eBay. Oh, my God. I tell you. Pastor. What in the world? I guess they doing what T.D. Jakes said. He was telling them, the men that's in prison, say, y'all get out of prison and y'all turn your hustle into a business. Oh, yeah. That's what you're seeing today. People just hustling everywhere. Just hustle here and there. Trying to make. The more you get, the more you want. I'm telling you, it's a praying time like never before. Well, the other day I was saying, my neighbor had asked me about UFOs and aliens. She was like, is there anything in the Bible about them? I said, well, look, I've been saved for almost 49 years. I ain't never seen nothing about no aliens and no UFOs, but, you know, from movies that, you know, man made up, you know, and stuff. But I tell you, demons and devils, I seen a plenty of them and see a plenty of them every day. Them demons and spirits that be working at people to kill, steal, and destroy people's lives. And it's, you know, demons are real. Yeah, demons are real. The Bible says in Revelation 12 and 9 talks about, you know, the devil was kicked out into the earth. And we live on the earth. You say he got many names. He's called the devil. He's called the dragon. He's called the beast. He's called the serpent. He's called Satan. He got a lot of names. He's called Belial. He's called Baal. Oh, my God. He's a serpent. I mean, yes, Lucifer. Oh, yeah, was kicked out of heaven to the earth. And that's where all the commotion and the sin came in. When Lucifer wanted to take over heaven. And that's what we have today, y'all. Men want to take over the earth. Now they talking about, you know, talking about aliens and UFOs and just anything to take people's mind away from the word of God and take your mind away from truth. We know about angels, Michael being a warring angel, Gabriel, you know, a messenger angel. You know, and the Bible says a third of the angels was kicked out with Lucifer. And those angels returned to demons. And that's what you're seeing today. And the Bible said in Job 2 and 2, God is saying, so where you going? He said, to and fro in the earth, seeking whom he may devour. Oh, yeah, we see that today. He's going to and fro in the earth, seeking whom he may devour, seeking whom he may destroy. That's what he come to do, to kill, to steal, and destroy. But Jesus said, I come to give you life, and that life more abundantly. Now, in the Bible, in Genesis chapter 1 and 1, it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He didn't say nothing about hell. Hell was not mentioned until Satan was kicked out of heaven because he wanted to take over. And that's what happened when he got kicked out. He was kicked out to the earth, and he went into the garden, and he wanted to deceive Adam and Eve with the same thing that he had just did when he got kicked out of heaven. He wanted to take over. The Bible says in Isaiah, let's go there. The Lord say otherwise. If I was in the beginning, you know, God created heaven and earth. He didn't say nothing about hell. No, not hell. But see, Lucifer was in heaven, he wanted to take over. And these men today want to take over the earth. So they got you thinking that there's aliens and, you know, and monsters and all the monsters, the devil, to come to kill, steal, and destroy people's lives, you know? demons, demonic spirits that get in a person that possesses them and takes them over. That's what we do see. What we see this last hour. Demonic spirit taking over. It says in Isaiah 14 and 12 says, "Why art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of the morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which does weaken the nation?" Man has been weakened. The devil has weakened people, taking them away from the word, taking them away from truth. It's weakened the nation. And the Bible says, "A nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell." It said, "For thou hast said in thy heart, I will ascend into heaven, and I will exalt my throne above the stars of God." Look at here. So Satan, Lucifer, wanted to be God. He said, "No, I'm going to exalt my throne above the stars of God. I'm going to be God." He said, "I will sit also upon the mountain of the congregation in the south of the north, sides of the north." Verse 14 said, "And I will ascend above the heights of the cloud, and I will be the most high." So see, Satan wanted to take over. He wanted to take over heaven. And that's what he tricked Adam and Eve with the same thing. Told them, don't listen to God. Told her, see, you don't have to listen to him. Say, if you eat of the fruit, you're going to be as God yourself. And that's what we see today. Everybody wants to be God. They don't want to listen to God. They want to listen to the things of God. You know, they want to be God themselves. That's the same deception, the spirit of deception that the Bible tells us to watch out for in Matthew 24:4. And it says, "In evil days," said the number one thing would be what? Deception. And that's what we see today. Men are being deceived, you know. But right here it said, he said, I will exalt my throne above the stars above, and I will ascend into the heavens, and I will ascend above the heights of the cloud, and I will be like the Most High." Like I said, and that's what we're saying today. Yeah. And the Bible says up further in verse 9, it says, "Hell from beneath is moved for thee to meet coming. It stirred up the dead for thee, even all the chief ones of the earth. It has raised up from their throne all the kings of the nation." We hear it somewhere here. Hell enlarging itself. Made room. It only was for the devil and those demons. A third of the angels fell with him. And let's go to Revelation. So, you know, I'm always trying to get y'all to see the clear picture here. And get your focus back in the Word of God. Get your focus back to truth. Everything's going down to the Word. You always got to have a foundation. See what the devil is doing. The Bible says in Revelation 12 and 9, it says, "And a great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceived the whole world." It didn't say half of the world. It said the whole world. He was cast out to the earth, and his angels was cast out with him. And let's go down to the verse 12. It said, "Therefore rejoice, ye heaven and ye that dwell in them, woe to the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down. He was kicked down to the earth, and to you and me. It's a having great wrath. He's upset because he was kicked out. That's why he went in the garden and tried to deceive Adam and Eve, to take their belief system away from them. And that's what we're seeing today. People belief system, they don't believe no more. Now they believe in UFOs and aliens and everything, but they don't believe in demons and devils that got you killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives. Oh, he's a deceiver. The Bible said, and like I said in Matthew 24, say he's a deceiver. He deceives many, not a few, but many are being deceived. This last hour, he said, because he know that he has but a short time. See, now the devil know he has but a short time. You know he's running out of time, and he's trying to deceive you. He's trying to take you away from truth. I want you to hear the word of God. But, you know, when I was thinking about when a young lady asked me about UFOs and stuff, I was like, Lord, you know, for years and centuries, they've been making movies of aliens and, you know, and people putting on masks and everything, you know, and even with the Jetson. Just think back. The Jetson, and the Star Wars and Star Trek and all that Superman and Batman and all that, because even, you know, with our children growing up, grandson, you knock something down this time of morning, he should be asleep. Would y'all just pray for him and pray for him? He's a busy little fella. He's 3 years old. He's busy. But we thank God for him anyway. I almost lost my train of thought. But, oh my God. Y'all forgive me. I lost my train of thought. I didn't know if he had hurt himself or what. So, anyway, I'm going to have to close this blog. And I will do another one soon. I got to go check on him. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we praise you and thank you for this morning. Lord, continue to minister to us all in a special way. Help us to walk in your will and your way. And this last and evil days, give us strength to endure. We praise you on today, God, that the devil is defeated. God is his all. The Holy Spirit is present in Jesus Christ. Dear Lord, oh, yes, he is. God bless you. Ready to.